Well, I think that it's very important to think that every teaching have three parts, you know, have the teacher and the students and the media that we are using to communicate. And this communication become very important. So the first thing that I believe is we, especially when we are teaching from the home, it's very important to keep the students in the inside the classroom. In the physical classroom, it's a little bit easier with the eye contact and asking questions directly. But in the when I teach from home and it's digital, it's not that easy. Today I'm teaching acid-base balance, and I'm using two platforms. I'm using the iPad and using the computer, and I connected to the Zoom with both of them. And I will use iPad to run the PowerPoint. By this, I am able to also write on my iPad and add notes. Well, the one thing that I use to be able to keep the students inside the classroom is I just not give them all the materials in the PowerPoint. So I give them a PowerPoint that they can write on.
Han bygger opp PowerPointen sin med å presentere litt av gangen, og så bygger han mer og mer, og det kommer mer og mer informasjon på PowerPointen, som han forklarer underveis, så vi får helhetsbildet helt på slutten.
Like this slide, if you look at the whole slide, it's a lot of information here, but when you are running it, you can see that the information appear one by one. And when we are talking, then we can connect with each of them. We can either, if you want to use the, for example, pointer, and then also that some animation, like here, I want to show the oxygen is attaching to the ferrous and the hydrogen is releasing. If the students see that, they will understand it better. So those skin cells that are dying, they are dying with dignity. Or your red blood cells, they have a 90 days lifespan, about 3 months. After 3 months, they're supposed to die, and this causes apoptosis. And when I write on my PowerPoints, they are also writing with me. Sometimes I even don't use the PowerPoint. I just ask them to bring a paper, and I have a digital paper, and I start to write a, for example, part of physiology or a statistic. And then they are able to write with me, and then they will stay in the classroom. This is also happening inside the classroom. This is the same. And one thing is to be able to buy the trust of the students. If they trust you, if they are with you with the classroom, and it takes actually one or two lectures to be able to buy this trust from the students. When they trust the teacher and then they are going to participate, they will come with you and they join to the, for example, class quizzes or anything else that we are doing as the interactive lecture. I think also this is very important that we think about that what is the digitalization. And one of the best explanation about digitalization is fluidity.
Jeg synes han veldig flink til å tilrettelegge en sånn undervisning som passer for alle, så vi kan både være med hjemmefra, altså en hybridundervisning på Zoom eller den slags, og være til stede, alt ettersom hva som passer for oss.
And this fluidity means your teaching be available anytime at any place for the students, so they can base on their own abilities and needs. They can use 1 hour, for example, on lecture, or if they want to use 2 or 3 hours, they have this time. Not necessarily everything is taught in the classroom, because the student need to repeat it, but the availability of the classroom become important, so the student can be in the classroom more than one time if we record the lectures and give it to them.
Det vi legger til rette for fleksibilitet med sin undervisning, og det setter vi pris på som studenter.
For each lecture, also we prepare an animated video among other materials for a student and share with them in advance. And then they coming in the classroom with some idea about what the lecture is about, and we can conduct this flipped classroom for their students.